Well, good morning. It's great to be here. Happy New Year. And second time in a row that Wells has asked me to do New Year at Scoria. So, it's great to be here. And it's great to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I hope you've all had a good Christmas. And as we've already seen on the video, have you made New Year's resolutions this year? I probably need to. One of them shows the most, probably, after Christmas. And but probably by the next week, you know, most of our resolutions are out the window, aren't they? You know, we start well, but we don't carry on. But one thing's for sure for this year, we can rely on God and his goodness. And that's what I want to look at this morning as we look into God's word this morning. I don't know about you, but when you're at school, I had really, really bad handwriting. And my books were always a mess. And all my teachers used to say to my parents, he knows all the stuff, but he's really messy. He can't write. And I used to love when a new term started. Because when a new term started, you got a nice, clean exercise book. And I would start off and I'd go, you know, this term, I'm going to be really, really good. I'm really, really clean and my writing is going to be great. And I'd start off on the first day and I'd write really, really slowly because I used to have special handwriting lessons because I couldn't write very well. And after the first day, it was like, it looked beautiful. But then, as you can imagine, by 4 or 5 days in, it was just a mess again. And it was all over the place. And we were back to stage one. But this year, you know, we can have a new start and a clean start in our lives with Jesus. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is not the God of the first chance, like, or the third or fourth chance even, like my exercise books at school, you know? He gives us chance after chance after chance. And every year we can come back and we can start again. Psalm 107 verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever." We have so much to be thankful for, friends, don't we, this morning? You know, the church here, you know, over the last year has been blessed so much. You know, myself at RBC, you know, we're the same. We've been really blessed by the Lord over the last year. And the Lord will continue to be with us this year. You know, are we thankful for our church? Are we thankful for our leaders? I know Wells is not here this morning, so I can say it. What a fantastic pastor you have here. You know, and you're so blessed. And are you praying for them? Are you praying for your leaders and the people that run the church? Because they really need our prayers. It's not easy these days to lead a church. You know, for me personally, I'd like to say thank you to the team that run the Friday church here. Because I bring my daughter. She absolutely loves it. And there's a lot of work that goes into that. You know, and there's so much good things going on at Scoria. So we should be thankful for what God has done for us. But maybe you're struggling. Maybe your life isn't that easy at the minute. You know, maybe you've got difficulties and maybe you've got tough times ahead. I was reading a book, and it's a child's book, and it's called The Moon Is Always Round. I don't know whether anyone's seen the video or even heard of the book. And it's quite a sad story. It's about a man who tries to explain to his son that his little sister's not coming home from hospital. So it's quite a sad story. His daughter has passed away. And what he says is, he goes through this story and he says, it doesn't matter how much of the moon you can see. If there's a little crescent there, the moon is still always round. When it gets to a half moon, the moon is still always round. And when it gets to a full moon that we can all see the goodness of the full moon, but the moon is still always round. And I want to encourage anyone here this morning that's struggling, that it doesn't matter how difficult life is, what difficult times we're going through, sometimes we can't always see God, but God is always there. The moon is always round, and God is always good. Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." So that's just a bit of encouragement as we start this morning. So I have three simple thoughts that I want to look at this morning. The first one is the goodness of God in creation and his provision for him, for us. Secondly, the goodness of God in salvation. And thirdly, the goodness of God that we can experience in our lives as we go into 2023. We normally, when we're preaching, especially if there's youngsters in the room, we ask the children a question. Well, there's not many children here this morning, so I want to ask the older people a question. Doesn't often happen. In 1915, one of the most famous advertising slogans was invented, and it became famous in the 1950s when TV advertising started taking shape. And it was an advert, and it was an advert for a coffee company. And I wonder if anybody here can remember or has any idea what this advert is. It's a famous, very coffee brand. Anyone any ideas? I'll give you a clue. It's the slogan for Maxwell House. Anybody know? No? Right. So, well, this is what it is. Maxwell House, the coffee that is good to the very last drop. Coffee that's good to the very last drop. And this has been used for years and years and years for this coffee brand. It became one of the most famous brands throughout the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I was talking to my wife about this, and I was saying to her about what I was going to preach on. And she said, yes, she says, but a cup of coffee ends, but the goodness of God never ends. His mercies are new every morning. So every time we come and we wake up in the morning, God's mercies are there for each one of us. So as we enter 2023, I want to encourage each one of us today to rely more on the goodness of God. A.W. Tozer says this, the goodness of God is infinitely more wonderful than we will ever be able to comprehend. So firstly, the goodness of God as a provider for us in creation. Psalm 33 and verse 5 says, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. You know, everything that we have, you know, we've just had Christmas, haven't we? We've eaten too much, probably, most of us. You know, and it's time to get back to the exercise. And but God has provided creation. You know, we live so in such a lovely place, don't we? We live near the sea. You know, we can go to the beach, and God has provided. But this isn't always the case in our lives. Sometimes things can be difficult, and we don't always have what we need. And when my dad passed away at the age of 3 years old, my mum was left with myself and my little sister of 8 months. And we were in a little village in Devon, and mum was a Christian, mum and dad were both Christians. And in the late 60s, early 70s, there wasn't all the benefits that we have now. And my mum would pray for food. She would pray for food. And she'd open the door in the morning, and there'd be milk, bread, vegetables on the doorstep. You know, what amazing provisions God, and that wasn't just a one-off. She did that regularly, and God provided. And friend, this morning, how much have you cried out to the Lord in your life? How much has he provided for you in your life? You know, we only have to look at God's goodness in creation. You know, the sun is 93 million miles away. If it was slightly nearer, we'd all be frazzled. If it was slightly further away, we would freeze. You know, people don't really realize this, do they? They don't think about how good God is in creation. The moon is in the exact right place so that we have two tides every day. And God sets a limit on the tides. You know, we have surfers here, people like go surfing. And, you know, that is all reliant on the tides. And God puts his order in place. If it was any different, the earth will be flooded. The ocean floor is at a depth that gives us oxygen, which sustains all human life. You know, what a wonderful God we have, friends, don't we, this morning? As we enter 2023, what a wonderful God that we have that provides all this for us. You know, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. You know, the verse that John read for us, Psalm 36, verses 5 to 7, say this: Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. You know, what an awesome God we have, don't we? And do we know, friends, deep in our hearts, that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is our God as we enter into 2023. So God provides everything for us in our day-to-day lives. Secondly, the goodness of God in salvation. I want to ask you all a question at the start of 2023. What is your life resting on this year? Do you have a hope, like the Christians here this morning, that God is in control of your life? Praise the Lord, I do. And many people do here this morning. You know, but we need to know, friends, where we are. Romans 3 and 23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is still good. God is always good. But we are sinners and fall short of God's standards. You know, friends, this morning, are you saved? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour? You know, we saw earlier about the Lord coming back. I don't know about you, do you ever see these programs on TV at the end of the year where it talks about the people that have left us in the previous year? I like to watch sports personalities because I like my sports. And at the end of that program every year, they always show a whole reel of people that have left and passed away throughout that year. And you look at it and you watch it and you think, oh yeah, I remember him. And it goes through and you just like start thinking about all these different people. And friend, we don't know, do we? We don't know when our lives will be taken from us. And you know, I'm not doom and glooming it this morning, but I want to really challenge you as to, if you do leave this planet, this earth, this year, are you ready? Are you prepared to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, God has provided in his goodness the Lord Jesus who went to the cross to die for each one of us. What wonderful news that is at the start of 2023, isn't it? You know, what a joy we can have, those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, what a start, friend, 2023 would be if you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Psalm 34 and verse 8 again says that we've just read earlier, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. You know, friend, this morning, are you going to trust in 2023 in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us? Are you going to take that gift of salvation and trust in him as we enter into this new year? And thirdly, just like to look at how we experience God's goodness in our lives. And I don't personally do that many resolutions, but these are three resolutions that it would be great if all of us could keep as we enter into this new year. The first one, it's an old-fashioned word, and it's called supplicate. Supplication. And basically what that means is that we come earnestly to God and humbly to God in prayer. This year, are you going to run to God in prayer? One of the resolutions that I need to make in my life is to spend more time in prayer. And that's probably the same for most of us. You know, how much time am I going to spend in prayer? Am I going to run to God with everything that goes on in my life, with all the difficulties, how much time am I going to spend in prayer this year? 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 says, cast all your anxieties on him. You know, we hear a lot about anxiety in this world, don't we? You know, there's that many people at work that say they've got anxiety problems, you know, and many people have these days, you know, but this verse says, cast all your anxieties on him, you know, because he cares for you. The Lord Jesus cares for us more than we can ever imagine. You know, God is good, and he loves to hear from those who believe in him, and his goodness can never be exhausted. Secondly, is the word imitate. Are we going to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ this year? And what I mean by this is our testimony when we go out into the world, when we go into college, when we go into work, with our neighbours. How is our testimony to our friends and our neighbours going to be this year? Are we going to step out in faith? Am I going to step out in faith and do what God actually wants me to do? You know, we had a missionary at RBC recently, a guy called Ronnie Haber, and he works in Borneo. And when he started off, he went out to Borneo with his wife, and God had sent him there to set up an orphanage. And he went and he started, got this house provided for him, and he prayed to the Lord. He says, just give me 7 children that I can look after and serve you in Borneo. So the Lord gave him 7 children. After a few months, he prayed to the Lord again. He said, Lord, if you can provide for 7, maybe you can provide for 30. So the Lord gave him another 30 children. And the story goes on until it gets to the stage where it says, Lord, if you can give me 1,000, you can still provide for me. And today, 10 years or so later, his orphanage has 2,000 children in it, in Borneo. He stepped out and God used him mightily. You know, I'm looking at these young people along the frontier. You know, and it seems that long since I was your age. Yeah, yeah, literally that young. Yeah, and my dad always used to say to me, he says, do it now while you can. Serve the Lord now while you can. Because it's gone like that. You get married, you have children, and life just goes just like that, you know? So the encouragement to the young people here this morning, you know, step out in faith and God will use you. God will use you mightily if you're prepared to step out this year in God's goodness. And finally, the third word is meditate. You know, this is a real difficult one, isn't it? You know, this requires hard work. Meditate on the word of God. Now, Psalm 73 and 25 says, whom have I in heaven but you? There is none upon earth whom I desire besides you. Friend, this morning, do you really desire the goodness of God? Do you really desire the Lord Jesus Christ to help you in your life every day? Now, the challenge for me this morning and the challenge for each one of us is, how much am I living out the Lord Jesus Christ in my life? Psalm 34 that we just read says, what a fantastic few words here from David. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just when things are good, but when things are bad. You know, it's easy to praise God, isn't it, when things are going well, but when it's difficult, when the illness comes, when the troubles come at home, you know, we still need to praise God continually. The poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Now, friend, this morning I've already said, come today to the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians says, behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. You know, we don't know, as I said earlier, when we leave this earth or when the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. But friend, if it's today, Will you be ready? Don't leave it too late to become a Christian. Are you going to get right with God in 2023? You know, what a joy it would be, as I already said, if we leave this place today walking in God's salvation. Is our resolution going to be to imitate, to meditate, and to come to God more in prayer? And as we finish, I saw this slogan on the Facebook the other day, and I thought it was brilliant. And it says this: our hope is not in the new year, but in the one that makes all things new. Our hope is not in the new year, but in the one that makes all things new. So friends, this morning here, as we close, you know, are you living for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you going to step out this year in faith? Are you going to trust him for all the tough times and the good times that are going to happen in your life in 2023? If there's anyone here this morning that's not a Christian, I urge you, just think on these things. Think on these things, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, God is good, isn't he? You know, so good. We have so much, each one of us, to be thankful for. Psalm 33 and verse 5 says, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And to finish, Psalm 34 verse 8, which we read right at the beginning of this service. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Friends, let's trust in the Lord Jesus Christ this year. Let's step out in faith as a church, as individuals, and have faith and trust that the Lord Jesus Christ will be with us every step of the way, because he will be, and encourage us and continue to be with us throughout this year. Amen. Thank you.